just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. Sitting across from me is Rock.
That's right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this week's Rule 3 Breakdown Edition show. All right, let's move on. Some NFL talk. The Ravens signed Jeremy Maclin today.
Wide receiver Jeremy Maclin.
It's a good signing. They lost Steve Smith. So.
That's an awesome segue into my questions.
Is it? All right. Were you ready for your questions?
Yes, I am, all right, sir. Yeah. All right, so I got four questions. Two quick NBA questions. If you add Markelle Fultz and Gordon Hayward to the Celtics, Can they beat the Cavs?
Fultz and who?
Fultz and Gordon Hayward. All signs seem that Gordon Hayward's going to end up in Boston.
No.
You don't think so? No. I don't think so either.
Because they need a better – I'm not saying Gordon Hayward's bad, but they need a superstar to take over.
Gordon Hayward is a fringe superstar if he didn't play in Utah.
He's a tier two, maybe three player.
Ooh, I would say more tier two, could be a one on the right team.
Can you see him be a number one on a really, really good team?
I mean, he was the number one on a team that was, what, the five seed in the West?
But there was a big difference between the top three teams in the West, sure, and the four and five and the rest of that.
But West it still division. Says something when he's like the only really good player on that team.
No, and Gobert's good. That's true.
Gobert's good and everything, but like he's not a scorer. Like Gordon Hayward holds that team down.
That's true. And he really didn't have a good number two. Rodney Hood was good for him, stuff like that. Let's see how he does in Boston. But I can't see them running.
I still don't think they could beat the Cavs.
I still don't think they beat the Cavs. I don't think they beat the Wizards in a series. Now, the Celtics did win, but it was a tough seven-game series.
Well, we'd have to see who the Wizards were at. Yeah, all right, so question two is, if you add CP3 to the Spurs, can they – I'm not even saying can they beat them. Can they close the gap on the Warriors?
No.
Me, I don't think so.
Because they're too old. They're too old.
That's why I don't think Chris Paul should leave.
If Chris Paul goes anywhere, I've said it on the Breakdown show, New Orleans, Philadelphia, maybe.
It'd be great to see him go back to New Orleans.
The reason I say New Orleans, think about him, Boogie Cousins, and Anthony Davis. You put some shooters around him.
I also would love to see him go to Minnesota.
Minnesota is another one.
With Wiggins and Anthony.
I mentioned that to you before. Yes. You need to go somewhere with some young guys to help them build. Because you're not going to win in San Antonio with LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi. Kawhi is great.
Especially because they're going to have to clear out a lot of the other players to get him.
Right. Because Ginobili would be gone. Paul Gasol would be gone.
Parker would be – he'd probably still be there, but he wouldn't even be playing at that point. So it's really like not even point of having him on the team.
Parker would probably come back another season and be the backup. Yeah. Patty Mills wouldn't play then.
Patty Mills wouldn't even be there. He'd probably get shipped out.
So San Antonio needs – the Simmons and those young guys to step up and take over a team. They don't need to add CP3.
All right, on to football.
All right.
So the Ravens added Jeremy Maclin to the team. If they were to add Decker, do you think the Ravens could upset and knock off the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
No. You don't think so at all?
No, no.
They have no running game whatsoever.
They have no running game. Who's running back now?
Terrence West.
That's right. They drafted a rookie too.
Yeah.
But
I think it's West's job.
Their defense, they lost their toughness when Ray Lewis and Ed Reed retired.
And Haloti Ngata.
Okay. And, right, that too. They lost them three players, and that defense has not been the same. And
but they're going to get better because that C.J. Mosley guy is really good.
He is good, but you're playing in a division with the Steelers who are really good offensively and are getting really good defensively. And
Dupree is going to have a breakout year this year.
Brian Shazier, middle linebacker.
Their linebackers are going to be really good.
The new Watt kid, Watt's brother.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah, T.J. Watt. Their defense
is
going
to
grab
up.
Yeah, he went to Pittsburgh. Huh. So – They're getting better. And
did
Baltimore
just on that T.J. Watt thing. Did you see that J.J. Watt said he wanted to play a couple snaps of offense against his brother when they played
Pittsburgh?
I
don't blame him.
I don't blame him. I think it would be fun.
You
put
need
a little
some
fun
brother.
In the NFL, man.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, and we'll see if it happens with the new
celebration
friendly
thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get a little out of hand quickly.
I agree.
It's going to be reined back in. All right,
somebody's going to take it too far.
My last OBJ. Question is, other than the Texans, what division winner can be unseated? The division winners last year were the Pats, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Falcons, and the Seahawks.
Packers, Falcons, Seahawks. Seahawks got it on lock.
Yep.
Packers
got it.
Yeah, they've got it on lock.
The Steelers and the Pats got
Steelers,
it.
Steelers, Pats, yeah.
So Chiefs could be upset by the Raiders.
I still think they got it on lock. Because
I think so
that
too.
Team, you don't know. Jack Del Rio has never been a consistent winning coach in the NFL. Look what he did in Jacksonville. And I know it's a different team, but we don't know what we're going to get out of beast mode in Oakland. We don't know how good Carr is going to be after a great year last year. Probably, and I hate. Let me see. Let me think. I could see two divisions. I could see the West, AFC West, and the – well, actually three. I could see the AFC West, the NFC South, and the NFC East.
I think the NFC East and the NFC South are the two most. Because you talk about the Panthers could have a rebound year. They go back and forth every year. So
I'm going
with
Tampa.
No, that was my second one. I love Jameis. You know I love Jameis. And now you add DeSean Jackson there. That is a good – and O.J. Howard. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sorry, man, but the Cowboys could have it because, especially because they have that first place schedule where they won and they kind of play all the best teams. I could see a team like the Giants, maybe. I don't like the Giants' offensive line or defense too much, so I have a problem. But I'm gonna tell y'all what, y'all watch out for Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia, if they can get a decent running game with LeGarrette Blount, with adding Alshon Jeffries and.
Torrey Smith,
and Carson Wentz, and they still have Jordan Matthews.
I'm going to, Philly scares me more than the Giants just because of the defense. The Giants' offensive line is horrible. OBJ is he's one of the best receivers in the game, but Eli, I think, is going to throw a lot of picks.
Eli's going to throw picks.
Well, no, last year he had 36 and 17 touchdowns, so he had a good season. But the Cowboys are going to be scary good for the next 5-6 years. Should be, because Jalen Smith on defense, the two rookies at corner, if they live up, we'll see.
All right, let's just,
so I'm going to say the one division.
It hinges on Dak.
No, it hinges on Dak and Zeke and the offensive line.
Yep.
We've had changes all offensive line.
You guys lost one of your big offensive
linemen. We did. We lost Ronald Leary. So it's going to be – but we got Lyle Collins slides in. We'll see. I'm going to say the division, though. I think it's the NFC South because every year it switches.
Yeah. Although I kind of can see the Raiders beating the Chiefs. That's my
– But mine will be the South. Right. With the Bucks beating the
All right, that's what I got.
Falcons. That's what you get?
That's what I got for questions.
All right. Let's move into top five running backs hidden into this season.
All right.
Who you got number five?
Top five running backs.
Heading into the season.
Heading into the season. I got Devontae Freeman / Tevin Coleman. That running back duo is awesome. I lean more towards Freeman, and it's not just because he went to Florida State, but I think he's better than Coleman. But Coleman adds a lot to the offense too. I think that literally is a reincarnation of Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams. Like, those two have the same dynamic. I love them. I think they're awesome, and they're really fun to watch.
All right. I'll go with Jay Ajayi from Miami. Huge year last year, and he's only going to get better, I think. The offense line's getting better. Let me say that.
I think Jay Ajayi might be a one-hit wonder.
I don't know, man.
Did look good last year.
Really good.
So my number four is there will be a rookie sensation. Cook, Fournette, McCaffrey, and I think the sleeper is Joe Mixon.
So you're putting Joe Mixon number four? Heading into the season?
No, I've got just a rookie. A rookie
will be number.
By the end of the year will be a top three running back. I don't know which one it is yet.
By the end of the year. So right now.
So going into it, I still think they're the most talented. There's not a lot of great running backs in the league. There's not a whole bunch.
There's at least five. I can go 10, maybe. I'm going number four, LeSean McCoy.
See, I don't think.
I mean, dude, he had a really good year.
Yeah,
and
he's getting old, man.
He is getting older. But I think he'll be better.
You can put Adrian. I'd take any of those rookies. Well, maybe besides Caffrey. I'd take any of those rookies over, like, Adrian Peterson.
Or you can't really put AP on this because he missed all last year.
Or Marshawn.
Well, they both didn't play last year. So
I'm just saying.
Are
you talking about guys going into the year? Just, you know? If I had to pick, I'd pick any. Well, besides McCaffrey. But he could end up being really great. Who knows? All right. So, number three, I got David Johnson. I think that man is electric.
I do too.
He is the Cardinals offense.
And I've got him number three because of Carson Palmer, and there's a lot more pressure on him this year to produce. And this is a guy I worry about because they have no other weapons other than him.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, offensively.
I almost thought about putting him higher, but the two guys ahead of him that I have, which are probably the same exact two you do, except you probably have yours opposite of mine.
Probably.
I'm going to go on to bed. So my number two is Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, dude was fire last year. He was great. And I expect the same thing. And I actually expect him to do a little better because I've heard that he's been working on his pass catching a lot in the off season, and they might take away some of his carries to get him in more passing situations and kind of get him out in the open a little more and let him move around, which I'd like a lot from Dallas. If they can implement that type of that into their offense, I think it makes them even better.
And I'll wait to go behind that statement. Right, I will go ahead and go number two. I'll go ahead and Le'Veon Bell.
Who is my number one, Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah. Listen, the guy can do everything. If he just stays off of
if he's not smoking
marijuana.
Weed.
Stop missing games. Yeah. You know, this guy, and being injured, he was injured some games too.
Mm-hmm.
He needs Big Ben to play, who's also been injured.
Yep.
So hopefully they can stay healthy together.
I have a feeling this may be Big Ben's last run.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Which is sad because I think he's one of the underrated quarterbacks. He's kind of always just been outshined by other people when he's always been very good.
He's had some very good games, some very bad ones.
Oh, no. He has had some bad games. So, your number one is?
Zeke Elliott, and here's why. He led the league in rushing last year.
Yep.
As a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is only going to get better, unless he gets injured. Because you forget at Ohio State, he caught the ball a lot out of the backfield.
Yeah, he did. And it was surprising he didn't do it a lot last year.
We took him out. Third down, we took him out. This year, he's going to have to play. Lance Dunbar left. We still got McFadden in the backfield. We still got Alfred Morris. But I think they're going to reduce his role more on first down and maybe run McFadden more on first down or Alfred Morris in situations
mm-hmm.
on first down. Then bring him down, bring him into the game second and third down.
I like that.
To attack through there.
I think that's better.
You don't need – He doesn't have him first down.
He doesn't
down, but,
need the three right. yard gain and get hit real hard on first down every first down.
No. I mean, let him start the game, of course, but
yeah.
Let's mix it up a little bit more this year. He needs to be in there on third down. He will be. I could see him have a 1,000 yard season
this year. Who?
Zeke. He's going to have another 1,000 yard rushing.
I would jot him down for 1,000 yards.
I'll put him down. I bet you. I guarantee you he has 2,000 yards at least. Receiving and passing together, yards. You don't think a thousand yards each, receiving and rushing? You know he's gonna get rushing 1,000.
I think he'd probably get around 14. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if he'll get. He'd have to get over 600 receiving yards. That's a lot for a running back. That's a lot.
I could see him get eight.
I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility. Right. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility for him to get 2,000 rushing yards.
He ain't getting that this
but
year.
But I do want to put one more wild card for running backs going into next year. DeMarco Murray, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Derrick Henry are another dynamic duo.
That's a sleeper.
Yeah, that's a big sleeper. I think DeMarco Murray could actually – if it depends on how much they run Derrick Henry. If they run DeMarco Murray a lot, I could see him pushing for the lead, for the title of number one rushing yards.
And I would disagree with you on the sleeper. I think the sleeper to watch out is in New Orleans, Mark Ingram and AP.
We'll see. Because I think there's a lot of age and a lot of injury proneness there.
I think AP's got a lot left.
We'll see.
We'll see, though. All right, moving to the next top five real fast. Top five free agents, NBA free agents this summer.
Okay. So my number five is not a huge all-star. He's a really talented young scorer, and that's P.J. Tucker.
He's on your number five?
He's my five. Right. I wanted to add a little something else in there. And this kid, he's going to go to a team, and he's going to make that team better. He's going to help that team boost up their scoring. He is a good, good scorer. And I think that he will, if he ends up on the right team, I could see him going to, like, Cleveland or somewhere like that to help them with some scoring. Although I think Cleveland needs a little more defense, not so much scoring. But he is a younger guy who could do that. He could go to a Boston Celtics and kind of play like a sixth man of the year. I could see him going to the Clippers and doing the same thing. Or like the Mavs. The Mavs like throw money at people. Oh, I'd really love to see P.J. Tucker go to like Oklahoma City and play alongside Russell Westbrook. I think that would be good for him. So I like P.J. Tucker. I like P.J. Tucker a lot more than people do.
No, that's a good one. I can get that one. Wow, man.
I just wanted to put a role player. I didn't want to make it all about stars.
No, I'm going to do the same. I can't put him up there. I really don't think he's what's he got left? Deadman's not. Jermichael Green.
Would you not make a list? What are you doing?
I'm going to say J.J. Redick. I'm going to put him number five.
See, I'd rather P.J. Tucker. J.J. Redick's past his prime.
He's still a shooter? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, he can do it for a long
time.
He's
only 32. He had 15 points, 2 rebounds. Think about if he goes to a place like Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude.
Watch J.J. Redick end up being like the 7th dude on the Golden State Warriors.
That would be scary.
Good Lord.
Think about him being in Golden State. Oh, my gosh, dude, really?
I know.
Think about it. You can't let Iggy go for him because of your defense.
Yeah.
He's a free agent, too. They have to let so go with some free agents.
Somebody's got
to
go. Aha.
But I got him number five. Who so you got number four?
That brings me to my four, Zach Randolph. Because the rumor is the Warriors are recruiting Zach Randolph to come to the Warriors next year. Now, you're going to talk about a five. He'll slow their team up a little bit. But you're going to talk about a dude. If they get Zach Randolph, he's a LeBron stopper. He's a mug up the middle, better scorer, better defender than JaVale McGee, although JaVale McGee's way more athletic and actually fits their team better. But the rumor is that they are recruiting Zach Randolph. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes, if he goes to the Warriors or if he decides to go somewhere else.
Him and Golden State, they have to have, as much as I hate the guy, JaVale McGee is the type of center they need that is athletic. And just can I actually, you know, this will go my number four. He's a restricted free agent, but Nerlens Noel.
Yeah.
You want a guy to go to Cleveland or Golden State, that's your guy.
That guy wants money, though.
Yeah. No,
and
but
he's not going to get it going there. That's why Zach Randolph, he can take less money to go play for the Warriors.
That's true.
All right, so my number three is Kyle Lowry. We'll see if he stays in Toronto. He is a – although the streakiness that happened in the playoffs, he is a very talented scorer. He's a good point guard. I mean, he's not top five or six, but he's top 10. And he can make a team a lot better, like a
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
That's the rumors, Sixers.
Utah, if Gordon Hayward stays there.
Well, because Jeff Tigg's gone. Mm-hmm.
So you could get Kyle Lowry. I mean, you could get Kyle Lowry to the Mavs. I mean, Kyle Lowry can make a lot of teams better.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. That's a good one. I'm not going Blake, CP3, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. Those guys aren't leaving. They ain't even thinking about leaving.
We don't know that about CP3. We don't know
CP3
that.
And he might be a little bit higher on my list. Number three, I guess I'll just I didn't want to go with the same guy you did. So I'll go with Drew Holiday in New Orleans.
Okay.
He's a free agent, unrestricted free agent. I'd he's like only 26.
I'd like to see Kyle. I would really love it if Kyle Lowry and Drew Holiday switch places.
Yeah.
And kind of let DeMar DeRozan be the number. Because I always felt like Lowry was kind of always creeping up on DeRozan. Drew Holiday won't do that. But it would be really good to see a guy like Kyle Lowry go play with like Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, that would be good.
So what my number two is Chris Paul. Because Chris Paul can swing some power in the NBA. We'll see. If he stays at the Clippers, they're going to be the same exact team they always were. Super overhyped. Although the one rumor I've heard is he is using his power of free agency to get – he doesn't want DeAndre Jordan on the team anymore.
Which is funny. He's won fight for him to stay.
Yeah, he doesn't want DeAndre Jordan. Which, if I had to choose between DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, I'd choose DeAndre Jordan.
Right, I would let Blake go. I wouldn't let him go. I would get what I could for him.
Yeah, I would let Blake go to – I'd like to see Blake Griffin go to, like, Oklahoma City.
Trade him to New York.
Could go to New York.
Trade him to New York for Carmelo. You might as well. Because you ain't winning nothing with what
then
you
after
got.
Next year, when LeBron loses in the finals again, he can go to the Clippers along with Dwayne Wade, and you can have Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, all LeBron James, there. And a banana boat reunion happens in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Nick Wright talked about that. Fox Sports 1 radio guy talked about that about a year and a half ago. And every time the offseason comes up, I see it could be a possibility.
At some point in their career, they don't play together. Yeah. Now, where –
they may be like 38.
They all might be 38 on the last leg. They'll all be Paul Pierce coming off the court. I'll go with number two, Paul Millsaps.
Paul Millsaps.
For the Hawks. He's not coming back to Atlanta.
No,
he's
already didn't want to be there last year.
I could see – watch, and he doesn't care about the money. He doesn't. He said don't – watch him go Cleveland – not Cleveland, Golden State. I could see him going somewhere like that to win. Yeah. San Antonio maybe.
Possibly.
You know, if he L.A. Actually,
with his – he's sneaky athletic, so his athleticism –
he's
a better
rebound,
fit. He's a
he's
better
good
fit
three-point
in
shooter.
Golden State than Zach Randolph would be.
Exactly. So I could see him going there because he would actually be a good add to them.
All right, so my number one is Gordon Hayward. Because if Gordon Hayward goes to Boston, I think they're closer to Cleveland than people think. I still would say at least next year Cleveland would still win. But I think Boston... maybe Markel Fultz gets a year under his belt, a little better NBA conditioning. I think they make a run at it. They're still not going to be good enough to beat Golden State.
No.
But I don't think anybody is for the next 3 years.
Yep.
So who's your number one? I got Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward is yours. Listen, I'm gonna hate to go here, but Bobby's got the big shot's got the same one as I do. I'm gonna go with Steph Curry. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Come on now.
Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm just saying, if he threw a wrench in everything and decided to leave, because you know how they are in Charlotte, boy, he's coming home.
Yeah, when he's 37.
Yeah. No. I can't even do it. I'm going to give a big shot to that one. I can't go with that one. There's really – Gordon – think about this. Gordon Hayward's really the only person that's going to make an influence this offseason.
Or Chris Paul. If Chris Paul is. I don't think Chris Paul's leaving.
No.
Personally. And Gordon Hayward might not. Gordon Hayward might just want to stay in Utah and make an extra $50 million. But there's the whole Brad Stevens thing where he played for him in college and then he can kind of.
I still think Jimmy Butler or one of those guys will get traded.
I think a trade is going to affect the NBA.
More than his free
and
agency.
I think it's going to happen in the middle of the season next year when Golden State's 30-3 and everybody's like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? Let's move some pieces around. And it could be Boston because I think it's the Paul George, Jimmy Butler, where are they going to go? Because Paul George, you know, he says he wants to play for the Lakers. But you trade Blake Griffin for Paul George. You got Paul George, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, it makes more sense. But as far as free agents, yeah, Steph and those guys aren't leaving Golden State.
They could.
I just can't see it happening.
And Durant has a player option.
But Chris Paul is probably the most influenced number one free agent.
Well, he's also it also doesn't hurt that he's the head of the Players Association either.
Exactly.
So
but anyway, that's who I'm gonna go with.
Oh man. You got anything else, dude? I think we kinda
we're good.
We kinda wore this one out, man. Yeah, I'm tired.
Yep.
Hot.
It's hot in here.
Hot in here.
All right, you got anything else?
Nah, man, that is going to do it for this week in the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Join us on Thursday for the Breakdown Sports Show.
That is going to do it. Good day.